Welcome back, After Buzzers, to the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Today, we are going to be breaking down Season 3, Episode 2, titled S.H.I.E.L.D. We're going to be talking about Quinn's drinking problem, August's abs, and two very, very attractive men we also have in the studio, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, again for joining us for this week's edition of the Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and I am joined by three lovely panelists. Please introduce yourselves.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers.
Hey everybody, I'm Erica Edwards.
Hi guys, I'm Taylor Gates.
And our two guests, Mr. Josh Kelly back again, and Marcus Rosner.
Yep.
Thank you. Woo!
I'll be here every week, folks.
Yes.
We love it.
Yeah, I think Josh has turned into, you know, the guy at the beginning of the recording when it goes, "This is AfterBuzz." Like, that's going to be your voice.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. I'll be the Don Pardo, the Don Pardo of AfterBuzz.
Exactly.
Live from AfterBuzz TV.
We are so happy to have you back. We always like having return guests, and this week's episode was a lot of fun. Let's talk about our overall thoughts for a moment. Start with you, Taylor.
Well, Madison's getting bold, and that's what stuck out to me in this episode, because she is all over the place. She is making moves, and it is wild.
Quinn is sort of melting down a little bit. She's really, I think, hit hard in this episode. So I'm kind of like, oh, poor Quinn in her vodka. Oh,
yeah, poor Quinn. The last 2 minutes of this episode were honestly the best of the entire episode because, yeah, Quinn goes a little AWOL and August, his abs were out. So I really kind of lost track of all things I was thinking when that happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I second all of that. All that I can think about are August's abs and Quinn's drinking problem. You know, that's pretty much sums it up. What about you guys? Yeah. What did you think of the episode?
What do you think of August's abs?
I think you absolutely are correct. Yeah, no, he worked hard. He deserves all the
acclaim. He looks great. He looks great.
Yeah.
Is he really Australian?
Yeah.
No.
No. We're going to lie. Yeah.
Josh is like, I don't need him to be any more attractive than he already
exactly.
is.
Exactly. He fakes all of that.
But you guys are really good actors because now I'm totally confused.
I don't know.
He's not.
To say.
He's not Australian. Is he?
Oh.
See, but, everyone's Australian. Everyone can do it.
Well, I want to start off tonight by talking about Serena. And I keep on thinking this is Gossip Girl when I'm talking about her. Is anyone else getting confused?
Yeah, absolutely.
The women in this season, the three, you know, we have, because it's usually Quinn and Rachel, but now we have Serena thrown into the mix, who is, I don't know how else to describe her, but a very stubborn, lost puppy.
But an organized one.
Yes.
According to this
OCD.
Episode.
She is OCD. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I tweeted about it last night while I was watching, or this morning.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It was rare of you.
A very rare
tweet.
And you know what? I didn't think I was going to like Serena, and I don't remember liking her while we were shooting. The character.
Not, Caitlin?
Caitlin's great.
It's all coming up.
But then watching it last night, I was kind of into Serena. Maybe it's because I know Quinn and Rachel so well, and I'm like, someone new.
Yeah.
I like Serena a lot. I like the character.
I think she's cool.
I didn't always... I mean, yeah. We saw her during filming, too, doing her stuff. But even, like, watching how it looks, like, in the episodes, I'm seeing it through her, and I want her to come out of...
Succeed.
Yeah,
and we're seeing what the show is doing to her.
Yeah.
Because she's coming in one way, and now she's totally different.
We talked a little bit about it last week, but the scene where she's sitting crying in the bathroom on the floor.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I thought that was such a nice, like, after that point, I was like all in on Serena.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's complicated.
She's very vulnerable.
And I liked in this episode, after we got her kind of dumbing herself down and changing herself, just that little scene, again, it didn't have any words, but when she's looking in the mirror and she takes out her fake boobs and you can see that this is weighing on her more than she's letting on.
Yeah, she's like, my soul.
The chicken cutlet soul.
Yes. I want to talk about the poker game.
Ooh.
You remember how many takes it took to try and get the dice, the loaded dice?
Yeah.
Were you in that scene too?
I was filming, I'm sure.
Just somewhere.
I'm in the background.
He's always around.
How heavy is that camera, Josh?
It's a real camera.
I was like, did I just give him like the body of it? And it's
no,
really
in the first season I did. This actually, what's funny is they didn't give me a real camera until the first the episode that I get fired last season. So I had a fake camera until they finally got me. I was like trying to get a good one, and then they give it to me, and Jeremy gets fired.
There it goes.
Burn. Took it with him. Yeah.
Burn.
We learned some things about you this episode.
Very few, but yeah, a little bit.
You know that you snore.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She does mention that. Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah. I would forgive you. I'd be like, you know what? It's all right. I'll marry him. It's totally fine.
There's always going to be something.
Invest
in
some ear plugs. It's going to be fine.
God doesn't give with both.
He's a cowboy.
Hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that doesn't know how to play poker.
No, not as well as her anyway. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody did.
Nobody did. Apparently, everyone was a sore loser, or they just didn't like being beat by a
girl.
Well,
she was kind of
great.
Obnoxious.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to play with her even if she was a guy. I was like, ugh, she's kind of a pain.
Yeah, she was cocky.
No one likes a cocky winner.
I feel like she's an only child, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good point, actually. I would think so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, are any of you guys only children?
No.
You are?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay, we good. So, they suck. No, I'm just kidding. No, but they tend to be very, like, boom, look at me.
Yeah.
And
I'm good at this, and I thought she wanted to be showing off a bit.
Exactly. All the men left, all of them. That was kind of annoying. I mean, really, none of them could have stayed and been like, hey, I'm out, but let me help you.
Or let's have a drink.
It would have been a good angle. Yeah, I think that what they really wanted to show is how her being herself was pushing the guys away.
Ostracized.
To set up the whole...
Yeah, she isolates herself in general from people, not just...
Yeah, it kind of explains why she's in this situation where she would go on this show. Because she makes men feel small because she's such a big personality, I think.
Oh, Norman.
Oh,
he's already small. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, we love him. But yeah, I mean, I would have loved to see what her dates were like that she's talked about before. Mm-hmm. Oh, I go on a lot of dates.
Yeah.
First dates.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Ooh, me too, sister. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Well, so did I tell
you. Is there like a bachelor moment where
I don't know.
Sweeps in at the end?
Honestly, I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, this is the thing. So I'm thinking of the season a little bit differently because with the last two seasons, we have the suitors. And from the get-go, we know that they're not here for the right reasons. They don't care. They just want promotion of themselves and to have sex. But this woman is so vulnerable and actually is really looking for something that it's kind of difficult for me to watch sometimes because I feel for her and I'm thinking about the ending of the last two seasons and I'm like, this isn't going to end. She's not going to find love. Although Darius did find love with Ruby at the end in
a different
twisted way, but I just really want it to work for her because she's the only one that really wanted it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the opposite, isn't it? I mean, because she's super successful outside of the show, and she's actually here for genuine reasons, which is kind of the reversal of what we assume is going on in The Bachelor or has gone on the first two seasons of Unreal. So I think it's interesting that way because it's unexpected.
Yeah.
And it's hard to understand why somebody in her position would come on this show, and I think it's interesting for the show to find reasons to show the audience to justify that and to make it valid.
It's the one thing she's not successful at.
Yeah.
It's emasculating to her.
Let's talk about the karaoke date next. We get to see some more of Alexi.
Love Alexi.
I like him.
He's liking it? Yeah?
Yeah, he's nuts.
Yeah.
He seems a little like he's going to go AWOL.
And there was just like the way he smiled and talked in the accent, and he was talking to Rachel, and he's like, you have done
this. And he's like, this close to you.
I know. And I was like, oh my God.
I know.
Things are
I liked how he took her chin to light his cigarette. I didn't see that scene get filmed, so I like that choice.
Was he a ballerina?
He's like a bad boy ballet dancer. There's a guy that he's sort of, the character's sort of modeled after that somebody's telling me about, and there's all these YouTube clips of him. He's just like this tatted up, shredded Russian guy who just smokes constantly and is incredible at ballet, apparently.
I think they mentioned a coke problem or something in episode one. Bad boy ballerina.
And I think
that's a brand.
Well, what did you guys think of Alexi? What were your thoughts?
I thought it was really cool. I thought that he added a little bit of spice. And I think, you know, I mean, Rachel was right that it was boring at that point. So I was like, yes, and I'm in.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Alexi and Rachel are going to hook up? Because I felt that might be coming.
I felt that too, actually. I genuinely, as I'm going along, it was so long ago that I forget so much of it.
Yeah.
And we watched up to three last night just because we got the screeners. But I was like, I had to put in three because I was like, what happens again? But yeah, there was some chemistry there between Alexi and Rachel.
The darkness in you and the darkness in me.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, is Russian this darkness
turning into a vampire show? I yeah. like it.
I'm
like,
let's do it. Let's do it.
But so we get this epic fight. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Yeah. It it's for you? Weird. And it like pissed me off when Serena said she likes it when guys fight over her, but I also would feel that. No, it's never happened to me before. And I know after it happens, I'm going to be so pissed. But like, I just want it to happen.
Does anyone else just once. Just once, so you can be like, oh, I hate that. Like, yeah. I hate when guys do that. It's so juvenile.
I hate it when they punch each other in the faces over me. It's so stupid.
So juvenile.
When I was a bouncer, we stopped a fight. These guys were like beating up this one dude, and me and my buddy broke up and choked out like these four guys, and these two girls that saw it came every night for the next 2 weeks to the, because they were just like, that's incredible, you guys, like,
hot and bothered.
And that's how I am with guys too. I'm like, you're so cool. Like, I think it works for everyone.
You think it's cool? Like, I think it's the guys cool. that like, fight, you're like, man, you're a badass. I
mean, yeah, like if you are. Of, yeah.
If they do well,
are.
I guess.
Yeah.
But there's so much testosterone in this small space that all these guys are being, you know, held captive, I guess, at this house. So it's bound to happen. That
And I just want to give a shout out to Billy, who, it's funny because like Billy. I said this last week, the writers write this show before stuff happens in real life. And our current bachelor, who is actually the most hated man in America currently,
I've been reading about it.
He's a race car driver. Uh-huh. And they definitely, when was this filmed? So long ago.
14
like
years
a
ago.
Year. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Not long.
They didn't know Ari was going to be the bachelor.
It was a year ago. We started shooting a year ago.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. He's not going to stay around for long.
No.
It is fascinating. I don't know how the writers do that.
There's a lot of, like, I mean, I guess it was just starting to be a thing, too, but a lot of the Trump comments and, like, the Russia-America, like, storylines that exist, I was like, man, like, this is, like, right on the money.
Yeah.
I love when Alexi goes, we own your country now.
I was like, wow, exactly.
Too real.
That?
Yeah,
that was so scary
and funny at the same time.
Quinn goes, we can cut that out, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's Trump country. That's what she said. Trump country that, is going to love this.
Okay, so let's talk a little about Rachel and Jeremy. You're not as nice at the moment. You know, you loved her last week, and now you're like, hey, crazy.
Yeah. I think that was a writing thing. They needed the story to evolve quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't think they wanted it to be another season of Jeremy just pining out, ooh, Rachel. Rossing over Rachel.
So true.
And, you were on a break.
Rachel. I killed him because we were
you
on
told
a break.
Me, you told me to kill them.
And it's setting up stuff that, like, for the rest of the season, there's things that happen with Jeremy.
I'm so scared he's going to take a bullet for her or something. I don't know.
Or shoot another bullet or something.
Yeah, I think he should be away from guns in general. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't guns that he did. I'm sorry, what
Stick
am I talking
to the camera.
About?
And it's alleged.
It was his car. Yeah.
And how could he have done it that quickly? Alleged. How could he have done it and come back?
He's a genius, okay? What can I say? He's
You're
a
genius.
Thoughts on Dr. Simon again? Are we... Yeah. I'm not feeling romantic vibes anymore.
I'm not either.
But I also think he's an undercover person. But they can't really do that two seasons in a row.
I don't quite understand what he's doing there. Because he's there for Rachel, but he's not, like, giving her sessions. Is he there to just, like, keep an eye on
just,
her?
Like, stalk
then?
Her?
Yeah. I think he's, like, filling that psychiatrist void that Wagerstein had of him.
And I think he's there, like, if she melts down, which she has a tendency to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, not, like, freak out and, like, leave the show. So I think he's there to kind of save the day if she goes cuckoo.
He's never going to be able to stop her, though. Quinn's the only one that can do that. Haven't we kind of...
I know. It is fun.
Also, because I don't remember exactly.
I know. The same thing. But, like, no, that's a good point. Like, in the second episode, it is a little undefined. He sort of wanders into scenes and wanders out of scenes.
There were a lot of twists with characters in the second episode. Like, a lot of people, like, because it did seem like he was a romantic interest in the first episode.
You definitely got that vibe.
Yeah.
And then, but then I'm always left wondering, like, is that just the way that scene played out? And I'm trying to remember, like, what happens and how it was written. And
I was
always
mostly
like,
just watching myself.
Just texting a table read.
Not narcissistic.
When do I speak?
I don't even text. I just have one of those selfie things. I'm just looking at myself. I pretend to text, but I'm just looking.
Speaking of people looking at themselves, we have a great new show where what we do is look at people sing. And it's amazing. Just like karaoke.
Yes, just like karaoke. And support for this podcast comes from ABC, presenting American Idol. The singing competition that started it all has a new home on ABC, and the journey to find the next great American singer is about to begin. So we have superstar judges Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie. Join host Ryan Seacrest in the search to find your next American Idol. Premieres Sunday at 8, 7 Central on America's Network, ABC.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hopefully no fist fights on that show.
I've done this before.
Clearly. Have you guys ever done karaoke around the corner?
Yes.
I did that last night.
I have not.
You were actually there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
I never know with you.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, I said to Marcus earlier, I was sad we didn't get to see him sing karaoke on this episode.
I know. Yeah.
It was all about the Russian-American conflict.
Yeah. We, of course, can't forget to talk about August and his abs.
Oh, it's so cute.
Sorry, Matt. I think he might be a little bit confused over who's Rachel and who's Quinn. I mean, he really liked Rachel, and then I thought when he was hooking up with Quinn, he was just doing it because she was, like, kind of making him or threatened him or something. Mm. But then we see in scenes next week that he's obsessed with her.
Mm. Yeah, I wondered if it's because she's his producer. He was like,
not a dockhead Sheila.
It is funny how, like, yeah, because he did have that chemistry with Rachel, actually, mm-hmm. now that you pointed out, and then he hooks up with Quinn. But it begs the question, like, I don't know, why wouldn't he try to hook up with both?
What's his motivation?
That he would hook up with anybody that showed up, because that seems like that's what happened.
That was quick, wasn't it?
Yeah. She just went to bed 3 minutes ago, and now you're having sex with somebody else over here.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit strange.
I think he was already excited.
Right? He's like, well,
Rachel warmed him up.
Exactly.
And then she left, and then Quinn, you know, took over. And he's like, they kind of look alike.
I was like, I need a transition scene. I need a little bit of discussion.
Quinn was drunk. August wasn't. That's
the part. I was like, August is just really a hoe.
Drunk on Mike.
An Australian one.
He's really a hoe.
You're like, I'll sleep with anybody that just shows up at this moment. Anybody. Then I'm good.
Maybe he just likes power, and that, like, Quinn's even more powerful than Rachel in this environment. Maybe. So maybe the top dog showed up, and he's like, oh. Mm.
Marcus, did you audition for, like, a bunch of the roles, including August?
I auditioned for Jasper. I auditioned for Jasper, mm-hmm. and then I auditioned for Warren after that, and I actually learned harmonica to do it and everything, because in the audition sides, I tell you this story?
No.
In the audition sides, he pulls this riff on this harmonica right in the middle as he's hitting on Serena in the audition scene.
That'll win over a businesswoman.
And I was... exactly right. Yeah. Warren's not good at reading a room or a person. And then I was away on a shoot, and I had like 3 days off, and I just sat in my hotel room with this dime store harmonica I had bought and watched YouTube videos and taught myself how to play it, and then taped it on.
You are a cowboy.
Yeah,
this dime store harmonica.
That's a country song, right?
Yeah, and so I did Billy Joel's Piano Man right in the middle.
Oh, nice.
And it was... And then I showed up the first day, and I was like, so, you know, what kind of song you want me to play on this harmonica here that I learned how to play? There you go.
Oh, Billy Joel.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. Wow. I got a Joel soul, man.
Yeah, I showed up the first day, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're not doing the harmonica thing anymore, actually.
Oh,
I was like, no! Why?
Sad emoji.
Yeah.
That is a really big bummer. I hate to hear that. And I hate to see Rachel... I don't know, not get what she wants, I guess. I felt frustrated for her. But, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, too, I never considered her a sex addict in the past two seasons. I thought she had a lot of problems, but now she's a fiend
for
sex.
She cheated on
Rachel?
Jeremy.
Yes, Rachel.
But I feel like she has genuine feelings for Adam. I think she was...
She was conflicted,
did she?
Okay?
Right.
She did. The accent.
She was
conflicted.
You guys knew the backstory of Jeremy and Rachel. We have, like, a beautiful backstory.
Well, you had those videos that she showed all the time.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, the beach ones.
We proposed.
Oh, yeah. My God. Well, I don't know. I don't know what she's got up her sleeve, but let's take a bet. How many episodes is it going to take for her to have sex with somebody?
Ooh. Yeah, because she's celibate, right?
Yeah,
she's celibate. She's celibate and she's telling the truth. Yeah. Which one do you think will break first?
Oh, she.
She's already lied.
Yes.
What did she lie about?
She just lies. Oh, I think you should do this.
That's not a lie, though. She's talking about facilitating the show.
Okay.
But the way she manipulated Alexei, wasn't there some lies in there? I'm trying to remember exactly what she said to him, but.
Yeah. She told him to be a man. That was kind of it. There wasn't any lies.
I swear she could have. She lied to Owen, I think, when she knew that. I mean, it's all about facilitating the show at the same time. But she knew that Owen, or that Serena would not like it if Owen went in there and.
It's as truthful as she can be while still doing her job, I think.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's out and out lied yet. But I think she, I mean, obviously she will, but I don't think she's actually lied. I think she's just sort of been persuasive.
Yes. Perhaps. Manipulative.
Yeah. Well, I have a really fun thing. If Rachel was a real person, I would tell her to listen to this podcast we're going to talk about. Want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got a podcast for you? Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Conversations with Maria Podcast Edition. Check it out soon. It's really fun.
Yay, Maria.
Check it out.
Every one of the show needs that.
Yes. Yes.
Every single one of them.
Exactly. Lastly, let's talk about the TV show's real pilot, Quinn, who is crashing the plane a little bit right now, I would say. This crystal thing has really set her off.
Can I just say, I really hope that we get them planning this dinner together, though, or else I'm going to be so angry, because I have to see more of this interaction.
That girl's the worst. So annoying.
I don't hate her.
I don't hate her. I want to.
When her and Madison had that moment, oh my god, what did you... Yes. It was a gift. Oh, it was a gift.
It's lambskin.
I loved that.
They understood each other.
Funny. I thought that was hilarious. Like, we were both sleeping with our, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Our sugar daddies, let's compare handbags. I thought that was
how much did this cost?
Yes. I mean, were you guys expecting Quinn to crack like this?
Yes, it's time. I think the John Booth thing was like the tip of the iceberg, and she kind of lost her stuff during that. So, what about you guys?
There's some great stuff to come with her for sure.
Yeah,
that. Oh man, I'm trying to remember what's shown and what's not shown. Episode two.
What made the cut?
I'm trying to remember what comes next. I know. Because in previous seasons, are there any allusions to her being an alcoholic? I mean, I'm trying to remember.
She's always drinking.
She's always drinking, but it's never
out of control.
But it's never,
Yeah.
Like when she falls down was. Episode two, right?
She's so good at playing drunk is hard.
Yeah.
Like playing believable drunk.
I know, that's what I thought too in that scene where
she's so good.
She's only doing something slightly, but I was like, that's a good drunk. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, it's constant Zimmer.
Yeah,
like,
can't she do?
That's right. I forgot she's an incredible actress. So.
And of course, we have to talk about, we talked a little bit about Quinn in August, but I just want to talk about it more. And again, it was very unexpected. Why do you think that Quinn did this? Because she saw on the cameras what was going on between him and Rachel. Creepy. And then she went and did that. Was she doing it to try to help Rachel?
So I think it's self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's. It's just like she's hurting herself. Like she's trying to hurt herself because she loves Rachel. Obviously, it's a love story between Rachel and Quinn. The whole show. That's mostly what it is. And she sees something that Rachel wants, and she is unhappy, so she wants to be almost worse. She's being masochistic.
I thought it was a total power move. Like, I thought, because I think that Rachel, throughout even other seasons, she's trying to, like, better herself, and Quinn is sort of the queen bee of this whole gross, you know, reality environment that she has created, and she doesn't want Rachel to drag herself out of that. So this essential honesty stuff, I think she needs to find ways to sabotage Rachel and all that.
And maybe she's preventing Rachel from hurting herself too. Like she's like bearing the burden. Like she's like, I'll do this. I'll take one.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I hadn't thought, I just thought of that.
Well, Madison said the whole thing, almost said, if you don't do anything but work, you're going to end up like ...
Yeah, that was great.
So I think that set her off.
That was great.
Yeah. There was so much silence. I was so scared.
And Jay's like, you're an idiot.
If you go back to the first episode, there's this great, like, where Madison's watching the monitors and Quinn, like, throws something at her and she, like, she's like, oh, sorry. Like, I don't know how, I mean, because Madison was a guest star in the first episode, and now she's like,
those pigtails are
so cool.
Yes. Yeah. She really has grown. I mean, she has. I remember when she came in, she told us that. It was crazy, but she's trying to be Queen Bee, and I just can't wait for someone to, like, knock her off, and she'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Back in your place, Madison.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that no one has really gone to really say something to her yet. Like, clearly she's dating Gary. Like, he's picking her up at the show now. Why is nobody like noticing that this old married man?
Well, they arrived together when Quinn fell over. That's what I thought. That was a little weird. I was like, really? They just arrived together?
And Quinn is like not giving him the side eye. Like, she already told him, why do we need Madison? She knows they were hooking up before. He's like, it's over. Clearly it's not. Nobody's noticing or commenting.
Like, is it just out and out, I wonder? Like, everyone just sort of knows what's happening and it's just kind of fine.
Right, exactly. I'm like, is it just cool now? Like,
I don't know, because she's like, car's here.
Oh, right.
Well, I feel like, because Chet, remember, Quinn was Chet's side girl for a decade.
Right.
So I think it's kind of...
It's just sort of understood.
Yeah, they're like, not whatever, about, we just don't...
Like, so many things this in this industry.
Quinn and Chet seem a little closer in age that where Gary could possibly be Madison's, like, grandfather, kind of.
Father. And that never happens in this town.
Okay, they're really young children. They're really young children, right? Let's get into some predictions for next week.
Oh, we're going to ace this.
You guys can smile.
Yeah, I was like, you know. You don't play.
I like to watch when everyone else watches. I haven't seen it. Oh.
All right, let's do some quick ones. We'll start with you, Taylor.
Okay, well, I kind of mentioned them before, but I think that Rachel and Alexi are definitely going to have something, and maybe she's going to break her celibacy with him. And it's more of a hope than a prediction, but like I said, I just really need the Quinn and Crystal dinner plan scene. Like, it's going to be so great if it happens.
True.
I think that August is going to spiral out of control and turn into, like, boiling bunnies by the end of the episode. That's what I want to see.
Boiling bunnies. Wow, that's dark. August. That should be a phrase if it's not.
It's
going to
become a fatal attraction.
Nice, nice. I think Madison's going to get even more cunning and try and partner up with Rachel and then just destroy the whole empire and then do their own little show with Gary. That's what I think is going to happen.
I think that we're going to have Rachel taking care of Quinn, which is new, but it's not going to last for long, and she's probably going to go nuts, and then someone else is going to have to pick up the pieces, maybe Jeremy. I have this really bad feeling that Jeremy is going to either be a scapegoat or die for somebody. Like, I'm very scared. Aww.
I think Jeremy will hold a camera.
That's so good. Like this.
Pretty safe.
That's deep. Anything you can tease us about Warren in the coming episodes?
He didn't get cut. He got a tire gauge, so what's going on?
Warren, he's there for genuine reasons, which will be unveiled, but he doesn't have necessarily the most popular ideals as far as...
I think... I would predict that Warren has a little bit of a dirty scene.
Mark is like, do I?
Oh, but not in the way you think.
Or is it?
Well, twist. Can't wait to see that.
You gotta watch Close for that, though.
God.
I had so much fun shooting episode 3. That was my favorite. I mean, I giggled the whole time.
What did you guys see? What did they tease in the promo? Can you see... Like
we saw mostly August and Quinn. That's that's all I could remember anyway.
Abdominals.
Yeah, it just wipes the brain. I don't know.
The first 10 minutes of episode 3 are really funny, just because it's so on the nose and over the top. This thing that they do within the show, and then they comment on it too. And
I'm very excited for that.
Exciting.
Do you guys have any projects you want to tease that are coming up? You have other stuff besides this going on.
I did a short film last month that I'm really excited about with Heather Morris from Glee.
Oh, I love her.
We play a married couple with an 8-year-old daughter on a farm. We shot this up in Vancouver right before I came down here to LA. And Heather's character is suffering from depression, and she's away at a clinic. And I'm trying to explain to our 8-year-old daughter what's going on with mommy and why she's away. And she's having trouble understanding because she's 8 years old. And half of the film plays out in the little girl's mind. And Heather's like a, she was Beyonce's backup dancer for a bit, and mm-hmm. she danced mm-hmm. on Glee and stuff. And so she, this like these choreographed dance battle things with this demon to this like really intense, dark music is going on in the little girl's mind. And so that's half of it. And I'm sort of trying to explain to her like what depression is and how mommy's mm-hmm. battling a demon and stuff. And it, yeah, it's going to be really good. And it's a really important subject matter that we're really excited about. And yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Dance with a Demon.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Look out for that.
Awesome.
Yay.
How about you, Josh? Anything besides coming back here every week to
I'm looking forward to coming back here every week.
Episode 3 AfterBuzz. That's
what I think. Yeah.
No, I did a couple movies this past year that were really rewarding in different ways. I got to shave my head and I played a crazy like neo-Nazi guy in I Am That Man, a movie that my friend Matthew Marsden stars in. Ooh. and it was really cool. I'm all tatted up and like I don't get to play, even though Jeremy's not a good guy, he seems like a good guy, you know, so I don't get to play like really archetypical or stereotypical bad guys like that often. And I also did another movie where I play another psychopath called Already Married or with Brianna Evigan and Sophia Mattson, and they play my wives, and it was really good. That was really
two
good.
My wives.
Two?
Wow. You just breeze over that.
Well,
what's the title of that one?
Already Married.
No, okay.
Already Married. For it.
It's a lot of good stuff. And guys, next week we have very exciting news. We have Brennan Elliott himself.
Is he coming?
He's
so you're coming back for season 3.
And Josh might be coming back too.
I'm definitely.
Yeah. So Brennan will be here, and of course, you know, he plays. God, I always just want to call him Chris Harrison.
Graham.
Graham, the Graham of the show.
Oh, so good.
It's going to be good, and I hear he has some very funny stuff next week. So thank you all for tuning in. We love talking to you about the show. Don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Rate, review, subscribe. We really love hearing your feedback. And where can everyone find you guys on social media?
On Instagram, Marcus_Rosner. On Twitter, @TheMarcusRosner.
Thank you for having me again. And it's Just Joking JK on Instagram and Twitter.
Good.
Yeah. You guys can find me on Twitter @Alphabet_Ann and on Instagram @Taylor_Gates_.
Hi, you guys. You can find me on all of my social media @Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hey, everyone. You can find me on Instagram @LMPowers15 and on Twitter @Leslie, that's L-E-S-L-E-Y, Powers15.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram @SamD43. Thanks again, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.